Transforming Hate, Part 1. When I was 67 years old, a proposal came from the Montana Human Rights Network asking artists to make artwork that would incorporate, respond to, or transform pages from the White Man's Bible, a white supremacist book. I said I would. The box of books arrived and sat for months, untouched, in a corner of my studio. Despite having looked into the eyes of hatred, of having questioned its assumptions many times, I was afraid to open that box, could not approach white supremacy. What if something happened to me? A black woman living alone on the edge of a ghetto in West Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My uncle was lynched in South Carolina before I was born. Rope around his neck, his broken body was tossed from a wagon to the yard in front of the girl who would become my mother. I looked at that box in the corner of my studio. I was born in my grandmother's house in Virginia near the beginning of World War II. And in that house, with Grandma, I felt loved and safe. But now I am here in my studio with an unopened box, a container of fear and hate. Can it be transformed? My grandmother said, "Hate hardens the heart and destroys those who carry it." This box, what am I afraid of? What do I know about fear? When I was 3, my parents took me from home to live with them in their new house. Leaving Grandma broke my heart. Cut, fold, crease, craft, a container to hold broken. This box, this ticking time bomb in my space. What do I know about fear? When I was 5, the United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. How can I open that box alone? What does it mean to be singled out, to be an American rounded up in 1942, to be Jewish during the war, Japanese in 1945, or a black girl in Virginia? Hate is a fence built to signify time and place. When I was growing up, schools, churches, hospitals, libraries, restaurants, and movie theaters were off limits to me because of my race. I never saw them, but I heard stories about the KKK riding through our neighborhood at night. My mom said Grandma could shoot a gun straighter than a man. Cut, fold, crease, flatten, turn over, cut, fold. My friend sat with me when I pulled the box from the corner and cut it open. Out marched God's virulent white army. Lines of psychic stormtroopers pierced the page with statistics and holy proclamations. Acts of violence were justified as cleansing preparations for a brighter and whiter world. Can this be transformed? When I was 11, Paul Robeson demanded government action against lynching. His passport was revoked. I grew up with Robeson's picture pinned to my mother's bedroom wall. She said he was the only black man who spoke up against the oppression of all people.